32. Jim Fetzer as a disinformation op. July 6, 2010. This letter was prompted when Jim Fetzer had an article entitled Wikipedia as a 9/11 disinformation op posted on a popular site called Online Journal. I decided to write to editor to explain the tragic irony contained within the article. The editor never responded to my message. From Andrew Johnson mail to info@checkthevidence.co.uk sent, July 6, 2010 2218 to editor@onlinejournal.com re, Wikipedia as a 9/11 disinformation op. Dear Sir Madam, I was interested to see this article posted on your site. I have had a number of dealings with the author. He even invited me onto the steering committee of the Scholars for 9/11 Truth Group some years ago. I accepted. It was interesting to see how Mr. Fetzer mentioned Dr. Judy Wood in his article, but he mentioned nothing of the legal action she undertook against NIST's contractors 282. Who produced fraudulent reports about the destruction of the WTC. Neither did he go into any details about the staggering research that Dr. Wood has completed in the last six or more years, 257, which would not be obvious unless people clicked on the link in his article. It was interesting to observe what Mr. Fetzer did not mention in his article. He did not mention that Dr. Wood's research proves a connection between 9/11 evidence found at the WTC and what is known as the Hutchison effect. He did not mention that he previously quoted Wikipedia as if it was an authoritative source in describing the Hutchison effect. 124. The entry for the Hutchison effect in Wikipedia is arguably much worse than the Scholars Group's entry, but is subject to the same level of control. Neither did Jim Fetzer mention the thinly veiled threat he made to Dr. Judy Wood in 2008. Just between us, if Judy were to back off her relations with Hutchison, whom I consider to be a fraud, I think her standing can be salvaged. Whether she is willing to do that, I have no idea. But this is certainly an option that is available to her. We all make mistakes and have misplaced enthusiasm. But my opinion is that, absent physical explanations of the kind I asked of him at the time on the air, he's most unlikely to contribute to her success. Additionally, I would hope he was aware that Wikipedia censorship of Dr. Judy Wood is far more comprehensive than that of the Scholars Group. Articles about her get deleted, normally within 48 hours 285. Internet forum censorship of Dr. Wood's court case is also quite comprehensive. Also, Jim Fetzer, in common with most 9/11 researchers, did not mention Hurricane Aaron's proximity to New York City on 9/11/1143. Having said all this, I would be thoroughly delighted if Online Journal chose to post this letter, in some form, on its website. This would make such a refreshing change from the censorship exercised by alternative news website, Op-Ed News, in relation to a press release I tried to post there about the Hurricane Aaron study that Dr. Judy Wood posted, over 2 years ago. In conclusion, I will say that, due to the evidence I have compiled, I have come to consider Jim Fetzer as a 9/11 disinformation op. How ironic. Yours sincerely, Andrew Johnson, UK PS. This letter is posted on my website, and any response you may choose to give will also be posted there, probably in the same section as the response of the BBC's Mike Rudin, who also wanted to censor the 9/11 Quaytown case.